minutes ago. You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hi everyone, this is Brad, and I'm doing a show for the first time in a really long time. I'm sorry about that. I know I'm supposed to do more shows than I've been doing lately, but it's not my fault. It's actually Rand Althor's fault. He's the sponsor of today's show, so it's completely his fault that I haven't done a show in a week or however long it's been. So if you want to complain to somebody, don't complain at me. Find Rand Althor. He's always in the chat room on Prank Call Nation, and yell at him for me not doing enough shows. Because I'm tired of people yelling at me on Facebook for it. It's not my fault. It's Rand Althor's fault. So thank you, Rand Althor, for being the sponsor of today's show. Today is August 31st, 2015, and I'm sure you all know what this means, August 31st. That means it's the last day of August, and that means tomorrow is the first day of Ding Timber, which is going to be an entire month of you guys leaving notes on car windows, telling them that you accidentally bumped into their car, dinged their car, and apologizing, writing a very nice, sincere note, and leaving my phone number on it. And the number that you're going to leave on these notes is the same number we've done every time over the past several years. It's going to be area code 425-243-7565. That's the number you leave on a note. So, did I just explain that well enough? I don't even know if I did. The way this works is that you leave a note on a car. The car says, "Hey, sorry, I dinged your car. Please give me a call so we can talk about insurance or compensation or whatever, however you want to write it." And then put your phone number on it. Your phone number is going to be 425-243-7565. And then you're going to sign the note Roy, R-O-Y. And these people are going to call me, and they'll get my voicemail, which sounds a little bit like this.
Hello, this is Roy. I can't come to my phone right now. Leave a message after the tone, and I'll call you back.
Hey, Roy. Oh, wait. Okay. So, yeah, that's it. That's the voicemail that people will hear. They will leave their phone number, and I will call them back. Or maybe I'll have the phone system up here so they can actually call me, and I can talk to them as they call. I think I might try and set something like that up this time, because I do have that phone number hooked up to my Asterisk system, so I can just pick it up on one of my phones here. So maybe I'll do it that way. But you guys do that, and I receive the phone calls, and hopefully hilarious things happen. We had fun with this last year, last December, and I said we were going to do it again in the summertime, but we never did. Instead, we're doing it right after the summertime. But we're only doing this for 1 month, from September 1st to whatever the last day is. Let's look, September 30th. So for 1 month, we're going to be doing the car ding calls, where you guys leave notes, and that causes weird calls to come to me, and we'll just see what happens with it. So, I want you all to be very careful leaving the notes. It's always been kind of a paranoia of mine that you guys are going to get arrested for leaving notes. Even though I don't think it's illegal, because you're not actually damaging the cars. You're just leaving a note that says you are. I'm sure they could charge you with something, like being a public nuisance or something like that. That's a serious charge that I've been threatened with by the police before for doing my shenanigans. Or you could get caught by the owner of the car or something. One time, a long time ago, the guy went in the store and got them to look at the security cameras. And luckily, they saw the guy putting the note on the car, but they didn't see him get into his car, so they couldn't zoom in on his license plate or anything. So that would have kind of sucked if that happened. I have talked to police about this before when they've called me up, because the owners always make up something to get the police involved, and they pretend there's really damage because they really want that insurance money. But the police always seem to just tell me that it's not really illegal, but it is kind of a bad idea and I should cut it out. But just be careful, you guys. I really don't want you to get beat up or arrested or killed or anything like that. But you are now welcome to start leaving notes from now until the end of Ding Timber. Oh, and look, I had to open up the voicemail thing to get the phone number, and I think people have been leaving notes already. That's weird. Let's see.
Hey, Roy.
Oh, look, it's the message I just left myself. All right, here's one that looks like it's a real one from Arizona.
Hey,
I bumped into your car in the parking lot.
Is this real? This isn't real.
I'm very sorry. And
you bumped into my car? What?
Can you call me back?
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Bye.
Wait, someone said okay in the background.
Can you call me back?
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
I think that was like some dad trying to get his kid to leave a message so I would call him back.
Cactus?
And there's a cactus message. There are 140 messages waiting for me on this voicemail, because I haven't checked it. I haven't looked at this voicemail since December of last year. Here's one from 2 weeks ago.
Hi, this is Silke. You left a note on my windshield in Malibu today at Broad Beach. I don't know why. I have the Prius, but I'm not sure if you hit my car maybe from the back or where you left your number. It would be really nice if you let me know. My phone number is 31099. Thank you so much. Bye.
That sounds real. Let's give her a call. It's been 2 weeks, though. I wasn't planning on doing car dings today.
Hello?
Hi, Silke?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on your car because I dinged it.
Oh.
About 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry. I've been on vacation. I went to the Bahamas.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, thanks for calling me back.
You're welcome.
So that's very nice of you, you know, to let me know.
Oh, it's no problem. Did you get it fixed already?
No, I didn't.
Did it look that bad? Because I was really high when I did it, so I couldn't really tell. I couldn't really gauge for myself if it was bad or not.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it's just like the, I'm German, like stripes, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like you could see that, you know, someone, but you know, I took a picture because I wasn't sure, like I didn't really understand the note. Like I didn't even know. I mean, I could see, I couldn't see any dent, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I just like the color, but I have, you know, it's a leasing car and I have an appointment next week with Toyota. So, you know, what I wanted to do is to show them, because the thing is, since it's a leasing car, you know, I would have to pay for it.
Yup.
You know, but if it's not bad, then usually they're, you know, they're okay.
I should probably come clean. I didn't really even ding it. I didn't touch your car, except when I put the note on. I just thought you looked really cute, and I just wanted to get your phone number.
You're kidding.
No, that's all.
No, I'm trying to... No, because, you know what? You know, this is really confusing.
Yeah.
Honestly, because they are stripes in the back. Like, I even took a picture, and I was like, did this happen today, or did someone hit the car another day?
Maybe it was another day.
Because then I figured, well, if that some, you know, person leaves a note, then it must have been today. That is so weird.
Yeah, I think we've started our relationship off on the wrong foot. We started with lies.
Are you high now?
Yeah. I'm always high. Is that attractive to you in a guy when they're just high 24/7?
Do you want me to answer truthfully?
Of course, yeah. We need to be honest with each other if we're going to be involved.
Yeah, totally.
I pretty much can't function at all anymore because I just I'm high all the time.
Oh, because you've been thinking too much about me for the past 2 weeks in the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this is so weird. So you sure you didn't hit my car?
Oh no, I'm positive. I don't even have a car. I can't afford a car because I don't work much, because I just get high a lot. And, like, any spare money I have, like, every cent goes to marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Do you grow marijuana?
Oh, no.
You can give me a discount.
Oh, maybe. You like to smoke, too? I guess I've hit the jackpot.
No, actually, I don't smoke, but I like to smell it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, we don't have that in common. Is it bad?
Is what bad? Marijuana?
Anyway, I'm here with a friend. I'm on my way I'm on my way to go home.
Oh, where do you live at?
From the pool.
Where do you live?
Oh, I live in West Hollywood.
What's your address?
Why? Do you live in West Hollywood?
Yeah, I just, North Hollywood, I know where that is. I can take the bus. What's your address, though? Because I'm going to come over. I'll probably be really high, though. So, try to ignore how high I am.
So, anyway, all right, I really got to go.
Well, I didn't get your address yet. How am I going to come over tonight?
Well, you don't need my address.
Are you going to come to my house? Like, how are we going to get started with our relationship?
But I don't even know you. I thought that you're the guy who hit my car because there's definitely something wrong.
We're going to get to know each other. No, I didn't do anything to your car. I don't have a car. I've never owned a car
when
before.
When did you see me? When I got out of my car and went to the beach, there was nobody near
me. I was hiding in a bush. I get really paranoid and shy.
How old are you?
I'm 20. Seven? Okay, fine. 37.
You're hilarious. Send me a picture of you, and then we can see if we...
it's all about looks with you.
I'm that superficial.
Next, you're going to tell me that you think it's lame that I still live with my mom.
Did you what?
I still live with my mom. Next, you're going to tell me you think that's lame.
Well, depends.
But
depends
we're,
why you live with your mom.
Well, because I don't want to work. That's why.
Yeah, because you're high all the time. All right, Roy,
but, you know,
what's your name, Roy?
We're in a recession.
I'm with a friend. It's really unfriendly. I thought actually it's someone else from Seattle because I'm having friends from Seattle in town tonight. They're coming to town. So since you have a Seattle number, I thought that, or Washington number, I thought that it's them.
Yeah.
So you're lucky that I even answered.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I went through all this trouble to get your number. So I'm really glad you answered. The friend you're with, is that a female?
Well, I thought you hit my car because there's definitely like color that's gone from my car. So I thought, I don't know, it must have been you. If you even know it, I mean.
is your friend a female or a male?
I'm sorry?
It's
two females.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. Because I don't want you hanging around with other guys anymore. Because I get jealous.
Of course.
I get very, very jealous and paranoid.
I understand.
So if you could just tell all your guy friends that it's over.
I won't hang with any other guys.
Thank you so much.
So I'm taking the elevator now, so I might lose you for good.
No, I'll just call back later. And quick, give me your address before you get in the elevator. North Hollywood, what street?
No, I'm not giving you my address. I mean,
I know, but you're cutting out. It's almost as if you're in an elevator.
Yeah.
Hello?
No, you're giving me your last name.
Jurbel, just like it sounds.
Hello?
Jurbel, just like it sounds.
What?
I think she used the elevator as an excuse to hang up on me. It's just like my interactions with women in real life. Exactly the same. So yeah, I guess that was an example of a carding call. Since someone decided to start leaving notes 2 weeks ago. Someone in California. I wonder if it's Carl Sanders again. I also received some text messages from people. Hi, you left your number on my windshield. Let's see what this one says.
Hey, Roy. My name is Brian. Got a note from my car at the beach yesterday with your number on it. So I was just calling you to see what the... Get a chance to get a call back. My number is 818.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, I guess I'll call this guy. Wow, this is just going to turn into a carding show, apparently, because there's others below this one. Arizona and California.
Your call has been...
Okay, I've called him several times. I'm just going to give up on this one, because it doesn't count, because the carding hasn't started yet. Normally, I wouldn't just delete them if they didn't answer. I'd save them for later.
Hey, I'm calling because you left a note on my car.
Okay, I've tried a few more, but nobody's answered. But holy crap, there are a lot of these carding calls from just 2 weeks ago. So I'm not going to delete them. I'm going to save them, and we'll give them a call later when more cardings start coming in. But that's how it works. You leave your number on someone's car, and they call me, and I act really weird at them. The note should read, nothing but, sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call, 425-243-7565. Sign the note, Roy. You know, like a lot of people were leaving extra things on there, like you parked your car stupidly. so I dinged it because you're so stupid at your parking, whatever. And I think that makes them not believe it as much, maybe. I mean, you can do that if you want, but I would suggest just doing a standard note that says, sorry, I dinged your car, with a number and my name. So if anyone wants to do that, then you are the best, and thank you very much. And hopefully it will be a lot of fun over the next month. We'll do lots of car ding calls. And maybe that'll motivate me to do more shows, because I definitely need to do more shows. I think I should probably go back to doing slightly shorter shows like I used to, because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but pretty much all of my shows are an hour long now. Used to, my shows were just 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I could probably do more shows if I didn't try to make them all an hour long. But I think on today's show, maybe if I have time, I think I'm going to go through voicemails. I think I'm going to do, just a segment or two. And so this might be a short show as far as content goes, but I'm going to end the show with just a shitload of voicemails from you guys. We'll just listen to your voicemails and see what's going on with everyone. Because last I checked, I had about 100 voicemails left. I don't know how they got so behind. A bunch of them might just be hang-ups. I don't know. But that might be what we do on today's show. We'll see. We'll see how the next couple segments goes, because I have not recorded anything yet. Let's get started, though. Let's see where the show takes us. A request here is about a month old. It's from Voltaire, and he wants me to prank a small list of people who went on some sort of a band trip to New Orleans. And he gives me the list of the band director's wife, the director's son, the director's other son. Man, what a scam. The director's just flying his whole family out to New Orleans under the guise of a family trip. No, I don't know. But anyway, there's a bunch of people here. There's maybe 10 people total on this list. And he says, some ideas I had were telling these people that they are no longer allowed on Delta flights for being dummies. And he spelled dummies wrong. What a dummy. Or for the couples, like Mr. and Mrs., the band directors, you can tell them they are banned for making whoopee in the bathroom of the plane. Making whoopee. Making whoopee. Or you can ban their son for smoking pot in the bathroom. Say that there was a ongoing investigation and that's why it took forever to get to them. But only if they ask. Also, he spent 10 minutes on this email, so he better hear these calls, or he'll hire Carrot Top to stalk me for the rest of my life. If anything goes wrong, please let these people know it was a joke. So apparently he doesn't want to get suspended. So I will try to not say last names, so my listeners don't track down the people I'm calling and tattle on you, like with what happened with the crosswalk debacle. But the first number on the list is the band director, who is the leader of the trip, he says. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, Mr.
Speaking.
Hey, this is Roy from Delta Airlines, and you were flying with us not too long ago, and I'm just required to call and let you know that you're no longer allowed to fly with Delta.
I'm sorry?
You're no longer allowed to fly with Delta because of the incident.
I'm sorry, what incident are we talking about?
I'm
totally in the dark about this. What incident? What are we talking about?
Let's see. Yeah, it's shown here on the report. It says that you were being a motherfucker. And that you're...
What?
That's what it says on here. And that's not my words, okay? I'm not cursing at you. I'm just on the report.
This is the flight from Washington, D.C. back to Seattle?
Yes, correct. Yeah, that's what it shows here, and it says you're being...
I was asleep most of the time. My wife was in the same row with me. Are you... There was nothing going on.
Do you sleepwalk, perhaps?
I mean, I didn't talk to anybody. I just read a book and slept.
Maybe you were sleepwalking, and that's where the motherfuckery came in.
No, I was not sleepwalking. I've never sleepwalked. I was sitting with my wife. She would know if I was sleepwalking.
You don't know if you're sleepwalking. If you were sleepwalking, you're asleep.
This is my wife would know, right? I was sitting right next to her.
Maybe she doesn't tell you everything.
Are you for real?
Of course. I'm just saying. It's what the report shows here. It says you were being a motherfucker, and you're not welcome to fly on our flights anymore.
Talk to my wife for just a second about it.
I'll talk to Elena.
She's with me on that flight.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Elena?
Yes?
Yeah, we just have a report here. This is Dave, by the way, with Delta Airlines. And we have a report here saying that neither of you are allowed on our flights anymore because was being a motherfucker.
I have no idea who you are, but we haven't even flown Delta recently, so...
Yes, you have. You flew from D.C. to Seattle. We have it in our report here. I just printed up.
No, we didn't.
What are you talking about you didn't? You were on like some sort of a...
Or what you're trying to do, but you're wasting my time. Goodbye.
Okay, well, tell he's a motherfucker. Well, at least the wife knows that Delta doesn't call up people and call them motherfuckers. Even though they were on Delta, this Voltaire guy says anyway. And I guess that means I can't call the wife now because she was the second one on the list. Or I guess I could call her. Let's call her up. Let's see what happens.
Hey, thanks for calling. Tell me something good.
I love his wife. His wife's so awesome. So the next on the list, and I should call these really quickly because the next on the list is the director's son. Is he the one I'm supposed to say was smoking pot?
Hi, you've reached Ethan. I cannot make it to the...
Okay. That guy is not answering. Probably good, because he sounds like he's 12.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voice...
And the other son isn't answering. By the way, I've called these numbers several times over the past month since they were sent to me, and none of these people answer. So the guy I talked to, the main band director guy, he might be the only one that picks up on this, because after today, I'm just quitting on this. I'm tired of having this one sit in my email box, so this one's over. We might have only gotten that one call. But let's try the next guy. He was a chaperone, but he's no relation to the band director, and he's the parent of one of the students.
Hello, this is your...
Oh, hello, Mr.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, this is David from Delta Airlines. You were on a flight with us about a month ago or two.
Yeah.
And,
wait.
It was for a band trip, Delta. They're saying.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you were on the band trip flight, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, we were looking on the security footage, the bathroom security footage. And it looks like your son was in the bathroom smoking marijuana.
Okay. And well, number one, I don't have a son, so it wouldn't have been my son.
Well, the daughter. She just looked kind of manly, you know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, she was in there smoking marijuana.
Can you describe her?
Well, it's black and white footage. It's hard to see her, but we got confirmation from the band director and from several other people, it was definitely her.
Okay.
But she's no longer allowed on Delta flights because of the marijuana smoking.
Seriously? So was it on the plane that she did this?
Yes, while she was on the plane, she used the bathroom, but she didn't use it for what she's supposed to. She was smoking the ganja. And that's definitely not allowed on our flights, and that's against federal law. And we're not gonna call the authorities. It's okay. We can't have her on our flights anymore because she's not supposed to be doing that.
Okay. Well, you know, I certainly understand that. Let me ask. So, is this a lifetime ban, or how long is this going to be in effect?
Yeah, it's a lifetime, but it's only for Delta's lifetime, and chances are, you know, we'll be bought out or merged or something eventually. So she'll live longer than us, hopefully. But you really should talk to your daughter about marijuana use, and just, it's not good for her. She's heading down a bad road.
Yeah, well, and, well, no, God.
I notice you're not denying that your daughter smokes marijuana.
Well, she's been caught a couple of times.
Oh, of course. It's an ongoing problem.
Given what you're telling me, being banned from the airline, pretty much for the life of the airline anyway.
Just Delta. Just Delta, that's all.
Yes, I understand that. I would like you to send me a picture. I want some proof that this actually happened.
Oh, we can do that. Also, here on the report, let me print this out here. It's showing right here that during the flight, you were being a motherfucker. And that's also against policy. We have a strict no motherfucker policy.
Wait a second. What, say that? What?
On the report here. I just printed out the report. And it says that you were being a motherfucker.
I was?
Yeah. It's right here. Black and white. And you're not supposed to be a motherfucker.
Who was this? And how do you come off saying that I was being a motherfucker?
I don't curse at me.
You just use those words with me.
Well, no, I'm reading the report here. The report says in bold lettering that you were being a motherfucker. How do you plead?
Based on what? In what way was I being?
It doesn't go into description because I don't have access to read that. But it's just saying that you were a motherfucker. And I know for a fact that we have a strict no motherfucker policy.
Okay, so number one, I want the report with the picture sent to me. Number two,
you're in no position to be making demands, you motherfucker.
Okay, so who are you? I would like your name.
My name is Dave. I'm with Delta Airlines, and I'm just the messenger. Okay, so don't try and get me in trouble.
I would like the phone number of your supervisor.
Okay. His number, I mean, it's the same as mine. It's just a different extension. It's 1-800-DELTA.
Okay.
Extension 452.
452. And is there a number on this report?
3.
I'm sorry, 3?
3. It's the third motherfucker point of report of the year. So it's just number 3. We don't get many motherfuckers. You understand. It's just you're one of the few motherfuckers that we've had to deal with.
Okay. Well, you're not making any sense to me.
I'm not making any sense. I'm not the one that's going on flights being a motherfucker.
Was I rude to somebody? Did I say something obnoxious? Did I do something illegal?
I don't know. It just says you're a motherfucker. That's all I can see on the report. I think the air marshal, his report would have more information, but I don't have access to that.
This is from an air marshal?
Mm-hmm. Also, I called the band director, Mr. and he confirms that you are indeed a motherfucker. So we have proof, basically.
Yeah, I don't believe that he would have said that.
Oh, no. Him and his wife both. You can call them and find out. It's completely true. Call them right now. I have their number. Do you want their number?
Please.
Okay. Area code. Now, you might not answer, because he'll see on caller ID. He'll be like, oh, it's that motherfucker.
Yeah, well, right now, you're the one that's being the motherfucker.
Hey, don't curse at me, because I'm not calling you a motherfucker. I'm just saying it's on the report.
What do you mean you're not calling me a motherfucker?
I'm reading the report right here. It says mother. It says, and it says offense being a motherfucker.
And okay, so
do you always talk this slow?
Your phone number is 1-800-DELTA. What?
Just Delta. 1-800-DELTA.
1-800. I'm sorry?
1-800-DELTA.
1-800-DELTA.
Yep, and our website is 1-800-DELTA.com.
Yeah, that's not even a real phone number.
It is, too.
And that's not Delta's.
How do you know? You don't work here, you motherfucker.
Yeah, well, same to you. Goodbye.
We'll talk to your daughter about drugs. Well, hopefully he'll call the band director and they can compare stories. and he won't feel singled out for being a motherfucker. Hopefully, anyway. All right, 8 more numbers on this list. On that guy, it just said it's a parent of one of the students. I assumed it was a son. But that didn't seem to bother him. I just like, oh, I mean daughter. It's like, oh, okay, you must be for real. So this next lady is also... she's also a chaperone, no relation to the band director. I'm gonna get some kids suspended from this. Whoever submitted this, I'm sorry in advance for getting you suspended from school and kicked out of the band. Hello,
can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, I hear you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, this is Dave from Delta Airlines. You were on one of our flights from New Orleans to D.C. something, Seattle?
Yes. Uh-huh.
It says here for a band trip.
Yes. Yes. High school band trip.
Okay. All right. All right. And we've had to ban the band director, Mr. We've had to give him a lifetime ban from Delta Airlines. Because he went into the bathroom and he was smoking marijuana.
No.
Yeah, he was.
No,
he was.
Oh, are you sure?
Well, yeah.
This is a joke.
No, it's not. A joke. I would not joke about something as serious as this. Like, have you known him long? Is he?
He just retired.
Does he usually show up?
Last spring.
Does he show up to band practices drunk or stoned?
Oh, no, he's totally reliable. He's in with, my daughter has been in jazz band at 0 hour. That means he's there ready to go at 6:30 every school day morning.
Oh, man.
And has always been a superb band director. We're so sorry to have him.
So he's a functional stoner.
Oh, quite. And he and the orchestra director took turns with doing the pit orchestra for plays, so they put in many, many extra hours.
That sounds like something a stoner would do.
I mean, he's one of the most dedicated teachers I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're not here to talk about him. Also, I have a report here that says you were being rude to the flight attendants.
What?
You were being rude to the flight attendants. You were just treating them like lower-class citizens, like little peons.
Me?
Yeah, like when they
Where
asked
if... Where did you get this information? This is a joke.
No, from the flight, the Air Marshal record, flight attendant record, Delta Airline report.
What name do you have for me?
Printing it out right now. Gillespie. Like,
I'm always polite and
courteous. Are you related to Dizzy Gillespie?
I would like to think so, but...
Are you really? I mean, I'm just wondering, because you got a kid in the band and everything.
Are you all that? Yeah, that would be nice. No, we're not related.
He's my favorite.
Did they... Oh, yeah.
And he's Donald Sykes' favorite, too.
So what... Do you have quotes?
They're saying that she asked if you'd like a water or Pepsi or anything to drink, and you were just like, no, you stupid motherfucker, leave me alone, I'm trying to sleep.
You just yelled at her and you
threw your...
No, that's not me. Goodbye.
No. Wow. Okay, I'm having a lot better luck this time with everyone answering. So I'm happy with this one this time. Oh, I would. I hope the kid that sent this to me. I hope he, I hope he hears something about this and reports back and tells me what all happened. Tells me if heads rolled or anything, or if he gets suspended or kicked out of the band. Oh shit! Hopefully she didn't hear me talking about that when she picked up. Next, we have a guy who is no relation to the band director. I don't know why he keeps writing that, but he does.
Hello,
Phil.
Yeah.
This is Dave from Delta Airlines.
Okay.
And you were on our flight for a band trip. You were a chaperone.
I was on a what?
Weren't you on a flight to D.C., New Orleans, something, Seattle, for a band? Oh. You chaperoned.
Oh, yeah, I was on a flight to New Orleans with a band back at the end of April, first part of May.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
It shows here on our records that we checked our security cameras that were in the bathrooms on the flight, and we know about what you did.
And what are you saying I did?
You were in the bathroom joining the Mile High Club.
Well, you know what? No, I wasn't in the bathroom joining the Mile High Club.
Oh, yes, you were.
I got three or four kid witnesses. I sat in the middle seat.
You
the whole time
had kids watching you join the Mile High Club? That's disgusting, sir.
Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm on vacation.
Uh-huh.
This is all complete bullshit. If you want to do something about it, you go call the sheriff. You do whatever you want to do.
Oh, there's
you have me arrested or what. No, you do whatever you want to do. But don't call me up on the phone with this kind of crap.
Well, you shouldn't
don't
be doing
call,
this.
No, I never did. No, you're sitting here accusing me of something. You don't do that. To start with, this is a bullshit call. I don't believe you're from Delta.
I am too from Delta.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Manager, goddamn it.
No. Okay, no. Don't goddamn me on the phone. I tell you what. You go call the sheriff department and you let them worry about it. Okay?
This is a federal matter. This is not a sheriff matter.
Call the federal department.
Oh, they
and
know
do whatever they want.
They know you joined the Mile High Club.
Okay, what? Now, can I tell you what?
Oh, you tell me what.
I'm hanging up.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm hanging up.
See what happens. All right. He is very offended by that, which proves that he's guilty, because why else would he just immediately deny it? Because he didn't even have to think about it. He just denied it immediately. Guilty as hell. Guilty as a motherfucker. Next, we're calling Lori.
This is Lori.
Hello, Lori?
Yes.
Oh, thank God you answered. This is Dave from Delta Airlines. You were on one of our flights. Recently.
Okay.
You were, it's a New Orleans to D.C. or D.C. to New Orleans. I don't know. It says here you were with a group of people, though.
Yes.
And we know what you did in the bathroom. We looked at the security footage, and that kind of thing is not allowed.
You have the wrong number.
Oh, you weren't on the flight for some sort of band trip? Oh, come on. She did something. She's guilty of something. She's more guilty than that last guy.
Sorry you missed me. Leave a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
Of course. That's what you do when you're guilty. You just don't answer. So I seem to have her daughter's number here, though, who I'm sure is above the age of 18, because the person who submitted this checked the box that said this is a legal adult that we're calling. These are all legal adults. So I'm positive this person that I'm getting ready to call is above 18. Nobody would check that box otherwise.
Hello?
Hi, Larissa?
Yes.
This is Dave from Delta Airlines. You were on one of our flights recently for a band trip.
Yes, I was.
Okay, great. And it looks like we have a problem here, because we were looking on the security cameras, and we saw that you went into the bathroom and were smoking marijuana.
What? I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I laugh. I've never done that.
Yeah, laughing is something a stoner would do when faced with something like this. It's all just a big joke to you stoners.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name is Dave Reynolds. I'm with Delta Airlines. And we've had nothing but problems with your entire group. But then you just take the cake, because you were in the bathroom smoking marijuana. And not only is marijuana illegal, but it's gross and disgusting.
I have curiosity on the videotape where it shows me smoking marijuana.
It's not a tape.
What was I wearing?
It's not a tape. This is 2015.
Okay, no. I'm sorry, I don't know what you call it, if it's not called a videotape, because it's 2015. What do you call it?
It's called a hard drive, stupid.
Okay, Dave, on the hard drive, I don't appreciate you calling me stupid.
Well, I'm sorry, I thought you would just giggle it off because you're a stoner.
What is it wearing?
I don't have to tell you shit, because I'm just calling to let you know that you are banned from Delta forever.
Okay.
All right.
Is that it?
That's it. Don't ever try to fly with us again. Because we'll know it's you. We have you flagged in our computer.
Okay, so who is this really?
My name is Dave from Delta Airlines.
No, but seriously, like, I know it's not Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, but who is this really?
Jubal from the Morning, what?
I know this is not Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I never claimed to be.
Dave,
what are you talking about?
I don't smoke marijuana. Please don't call me stupid. That's not professional and not something that someone from a respectable airline would say. So I'd appreciate if you told me who you really were.
Well, it's not like you're a customer of ours anymore because you're not allowed to fly with us.
That's fine if I'm no longer a customer of yours, but I feel like you at least have the respect enough to tell me who this truly is.
No, I'm Dave with the airlines. So you just stay off of our flights, Missy.
Did you just call me Missy?
That's right. I can call you anything I want. What are you going to do, not fly with us?
Apparently. Okay, well, whoever this was, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a good laugh. I kind of needed it.
Okay.
But
you'll see how much of a laugh it is the next time you try to get on a Delta flight.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Have a nice day.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Jerk. Okay, now I have to call her boyfriend quickly because she's probably going to call him immediately. That was the daughter of the last lady, by the way, so they're going to get to compare stories. I'm sure the boyfriend is also above the age of 18, because the box is checked.
Hello?
Hi, is Keith around?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Keith's phone.
Who?
This is Keith's phone.
Oh, why are you doing the fake accent, Larissa?
I don't know who you're talking about. Who's Larissa?
Oh, I don't know. Is Keith around?
Yeah, I think so. Here, let me go get him.
All right.
Keisha! Come here!
Hello?
Hello? Hi, this is Dave from Delta Airlines.
Oh, I was calling Delta Airlines.
I can barely hear you. What was that?
I've never flown with Delta Airlines.
Oh, no, you did for a band trip. New Orleans to D.C., Seattle, something?
I don't think I did that.
You did too.
Don't believe I did.
We have it in our records here, because you and your girlfriend were caught in the restroom by our security cameras trying to join the Mile High Club.
What do you mean by the Mile High Club?
I don't feel comfortable explaining it to you. But
I don't know what you're referring to. Right?
Well, you look it up on the internet.
I have to look it up on the internet?
Yeah, just look it up.
How am I going to look it up if I'm on the phone
again? I don't know. Use your computer. Durr.
I have to use my computer.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great.
I don't feel like doing that right now. I'm actually not on my computer.
Okay. Do you always mumble like that?
Oh, you're on speakerphone.
No, you're mumbling also.
No, you're just on speakerphone.
No, you're mumbling. Well, okay. I don't like speakerphone. I'm hanging up, but you're not allowed to fly Delta anymore.
Oh, I'm not allowed to fly Delta anymore?
No. You're banned for life. Lifetime ban.
Lifetime ban?
That's right.
From Delta Airlines bathroom? I didn't know you guys had your own bathroom.
Well, the airplane has a bathroom.
Oh, the airplane has a bathroom. I actually didn't get up to use the bathroom at all on the airplane.
Yeah, I know you didn't use the bathroom, but you did use the bath... Oh, he hung up. Why did he just... He hung up in the middle of that. All right, never mind. I have 3 numbers left. The first one looks like a couple of adults because it's a husband and a wife. And the wife is the first on the list, so I'm going to call her up. What does he mean he wasn't on Delta? Got it. All right. Fast, busy. So we're just going to skip the wife. We're going to move on to the husband. All right. No answer from Bob. So the last person on the list is Liz, and there's no information about her. Just says she's not related to the band director.
Hello?
Hello, Liz?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from Delta Airlines, and you flew with us recently for a DC trip, New Orleans, Seattle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and we're showing on our report here that you were being a motherfucker.
I'm sorry, I was doing what?
Oh, the flight attendant says you were very rude to her when she asked you if you wanted water or soda or anything, coffee.
Really? I can't even remember that far back.
I'm generally pretty polite to people.
Oh, no, no. She said she asked if you wanted anything to drink, and you threw your pillow at her. You're like, get the fuck away from me, lady. I'm trying to sleep.
I have never thrown my pillow at anybody.
Well, but you didn't deny the part where you cursed at her, I noticed.
No, I did not. I deny all of it, actually.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't have cursed. I wouldn't have thrown the pillow.
Well, she says you did, and our flight attendants, they're not allowed to lie. It's against policy.
Who is this?
This is Dave from Delta Airlines.
Are you like a manager?
Yeah, I'm the manager.
Why are you? I have...
But it was very rude of you. I was hoping I could put her on three-way, and maybe you could just apologize to her. And tell her
I don't see any reason for that because I never threw a pillow. I never cursed.
She was very upset after that flight because not only was your entire...
And you're talking... Excuse me, can I ask when the flight was? Because when I went to Seattle to New Orleans and back, it was early in, like, April.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I'm not just receiving this call now.
Well, because we had to review everything and run it past the board and check with security and look at tapes. Because we have actual videotape, as Larissa would call it.
No, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't even remember if it was a male or female attendant.
Oh, well, you're probably just rude to so many people at all the time that you just forget.
I beg to differ. I'm sorry. I'm not rude to
We have it on tape. We have it all taped.
Okay, and what did this person look like?
VHS. Okay. It was a female.
I would love to review the film, if you will, yeah.
It was a female.
I would love to see the film.
And she says you were so rude and yelled at her. You insulted her kids.
Which seat would it have been?
What's that?
Which seat would it have been?
Well, I'm not allowed to tell you the seat number. In case you're an identity thief. Ma'am? Hello, ma'am? Alright, I guess she can take anything I can give her except for being called an identity thief. I think I struck a nerve when I called her an identity thief, so she's probably an identity thief. But that's the end of the list, and that was kind of fun. So thank you very much, Voltaire, also known as the kid who's about to be kicked out of band and suspended from school. I will do my best to edit names out of that so you don't get in trouble. I don't know what he means by, if anything goes wrong, please let those people know it was a joke. Because, I don't know, I mean, several of those people weren't happy. So, should I have let them know it's a joke? I tried to be weird with them so they would know it's a joke. So please don't blame me when you get kicked out of band, it's not my fault. Wow, we're 49 minutes into the show already, and I haven't even done voicemails yet. I didn't really have to do voicemails at all today. I could have just had a normal show, I guess. But no, I said at the beginning I was going to do tons of voicemails. It looks like I have 96 remaining. I deleted a few that were obviously just hang-ups and stuff. But I'm going to start out with the beginning of the voicemail. So if you don't like voicemails, you should just quit listening to the show right now. So since you're going to quit listening to the show, I should probably mention that you should support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. You can support us with a monthly pledge, like $1 or $2 or $5 or whatever you want to do. Or you can support the show by going to phonelosers.com/cactus. And there's a subscription thing there where you get high quality feeds and secret shows if I ever make one again. Maybe I should just make a secret shows of voicemails. But please support the show. And if you're not supporting the show financially, then you can support the show by telling everyone you know about it, posting the shows on Facebook and Twitter and wherever else you post things on the internet, and sharing the individual pranks from youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. That really helps if you can do that, just to kind of raise awareness of the show and get us more listeners. Anyway, let's get on to the voicemails. It looks like the first one might be from Corbin Guy.
Hey, Brad. There's something that you should know about fucking around with genetics with animals.
Okay.
Like crossbreeding pugs and miniature pinschers or miniature Dobie pinschers. You get a dog which is autistic half of the time with ADD.
That's a bummer. Okay, keep your voicemails related to the show in some way, goddammit. See, Corbin guy, now I see like there's other voicemails from you, but am I going to play those? No, instead I'm just going to play this one stupid one about dogs, because I just figure the rest of them are going to be dog messages now. So it's your own fault if you say something amazing and I don't play it. It's all your fault. I can't go through all these voicemails and weed out the good stuff. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Fuck Michael Goldschmidt! Cactus, cactus.
All right. Thank you for that. I agree.
Hey, Brad. It's Steven Yucca.
Hey, Steven.
I'm just letting you know that because you don't know how to set up your fucking website.
Oh, great.
I downloaded the PLA media pack from a third-party torrent site.
And oh, yeah. Dashy set up a PLA torrent site. I forgot to put that on there. Oops.
The result gave me, well, malware on my fucking MacBook. So I am successfully going to sue you for exactly $12.99. That is $1,299 for a new MacBook Pro.
Yay.
Because Apple doesn't know how to configure their fucking system preferences.
That's pretty great that people are copying the PLA media pack and putting malware on it.
Anyways, get back to me with a check and you can send it to my Google Gmail account. All right. See you when the money comes through.
Okay.
Bye.
As soon as I get my Patreon money this month, that's where it'll all go. Speaking of that, though, I fixed the torrent page on phonelosers.org. So it's phonelosers.org/torrent. If you would like to download the entire media pack of PLA shows and pranks and videos and everything else we've ever done over the past 2 decades or whatever it's been now. But if you do get malware from a third-party media pack thing, I'll definitely buy you a new computer, because that's what it takes to get rid of malware, is to just throw out the computer and buy a new one. That's how malware works. Also, last night, I fixed the torrent thing. I also fixed the songs page, phonelosers.org/songs, because somebody emailed me and said they needed VN's The Botnet Song, Welcome to the Botnet Song. So I spent like an hour fixing all of the song links, and I fixed the PLA book download page, phonelosers.org/book/download. If you don't want to pay for the book, you can download it for free on that site. That's been broken for a few months now. But now it's fixed, and there's a lot left to do still. I'm still kind of fixing things and putting media back up, but it'll all be fixed eventually. This happens way too often, I guess, but I'm working on it. Some things are fixed now, though, so be happy about that. I also uploaded all of the 2014 Snowplow shows, but I haven't changed the links yet, so just so you know, they're all uploaded, though. I've got them uploaded to one of my servers. And one of these days, hopefully this coming week, I will change the links around on all of the RSS feeds and just everything, and those will be working again. And then I'll work on the 2013 archives.
Hey, Brad, remember your Walmart video? The one where you went in on Black Friday and answered people?
I do.
Well, Walmart I live by actually still does that. They actually call the department over the paging system, pick up wine.
I actually heard Walmart do that just last weekend. I was in Portland at a Walmart, and they paged over the system, you know, toys, pick up, whatever. And I was really tempted to go find a phone, but I didn't.
So I've already done it a few times and answered a few customers' calls, but I just wonder when you get those Olympus things that you use. Like, Radio Shack doesn't sell them anymore. I don't want to, like, have it shipped for, like, a week to my house. Anyways, I'm planning to go there on Black Friday also. See you later, Brad.
Gee, I don't know. Let me Google for you. Recording phone calls Olympus. See, you even know it's called an Olympus. Oh, look, a bunch of Olympuses. On Amazon, on CDW, on a bunch of other sites. It's called an Olympus TP-7. So, just Google for that, or look on Amazon.com for it, and they sell them. It looks like they're about $20.
Roy, the retarded boy. Roy, the retarded. If Roy should call into you tonight, he might really fucking piss you off. Roy might call you, and you might have an aneurysm, I really like Roy the Retarded Boy. Roy the Retarded Boy. Roy the Retarded. He'll take his chances. He'll pee and fuck in your yard. I really, really like Roy the Retarded Boy.
That was beautiful. Thanks, unknown caller. When did I ever pee in anyone's yard, though? I don't do that. That's gross.
Yo, Roy, it's A.A. Ron. I'm the guy who prank called Steak and Shake and fired the girl. But anyway, I'd go to Mizzou, the University of Missouri, College Avenue crosswalk.
You've used the crosswalk. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's here, and it is a pain in the ass. Super weird that you did that.
You should spray paint the barriers. Spray paint graffiti. Write something. No, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
But hey, also, I wanted to know, how do you get someone's Facebook phone number without being their friend? Answer the phone on your show. Thanks.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever done that. I can't see the phone number for half of my legitimate Facebook friends, you know? I need their phone number to call them for real reasons, and it's not listed, and their email's not on there, and you have to request it. I don't know how to do that. I don't know if there's a way to do that. I always just look up people on whitepages.com.
Hey, Brad. I love your show.
Thanks.
I just had an idea. Not really an idea, but a suggestion for your calls. I had a friend that...
Oh, you're looking for a loophole so you can submit ideas by calling them suggestions.
Brother was a little slow years ago, and he used to always say, whenever somebody would argue with him, he always go, "Oh, fuck." It fucking cracked us up. And so we kind of put that into our prank calls, and it would just fucking absolutely piss people off because they were so angry that we would say a "bull fuck" instead of "bullshit" or whatever else. So, like, especially this southern guy that you're talking to today on this Goodwill call, I think it would have been hilarious when he was arguing with you. You just said "bull fuck." Something like that. So,
I did?
Anyway,
I didn't say bullfuck. Why would I say bullfuck?
Hey, Brad, it's me. It's me. Get this. So I just got out of my bio class, right? It's environmental lab biology.
Okay.
And I just discovered that True Green, apparently a lot of the chemicals they use are carcinogens. And so what that means...
Who would have thought?
Is that they give you cancer. So I was thinking, A, you should do that more often. Because B, it is your responsibility. It is your right as a denizen of this planet to keep people from using such products as that. So keep it up, Ed. Keep it up. Bye.
I've probably stopped people from having cancer by making those calls I did before because they got mad at True Green and canceled their accounts. So yay, I save lives all the time.
Hi, Brad. Guess where I'm going tomorrow?
Albany.
Lincoln City, Oregon.
Oh, great.
And according to Google Maps, that's only 1 hour and 32 minutes from you.
That's exciting.
I think I should just come over to Albany and say hi. But
Albany.
Yeah. Keeping this under 30 seconds, I think. Okay, bye.
It's not Albany, goddammit.
Hey, Brad. I love your Flip All the Switches song. Every
Thanks.
Time you play it, it gets stuck in my head all day. I think you need to do a remix. And make your intro song. That'd be great.
Okay.
Like,
I'll do that. I'll make... No, I won't do that. But thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Hey, Brad. You're an expert on all things weird. Do you think it's weird that I prefer to pee in the sink than use the toilet?
Yep.
I just want your input.
Yep.
Why don't you get back to me?
Thanks. Definitely weird. Thanks for calling.
Hey, it's Dr. Astronaut. I was thinking... for this next round of carding calls, what if you changed your message machine to say that you were, I don't know, some sort of like driver's ed or, I don't know, ice cream truck rental, I don't know, something, and then you could make it different.
Just weird them out even more than I already do.
Things. Not that I don't like the way you do them the other way, but, you know, it could be different. It could be fun. You know, you mix it up.
Yeah.
Every year you do a different theme. Could be something to think about.
Maybe I'll do that. That's
All
a
right,
good idea.
Thanks,
maybe I'll change that around. over the next month, I'll just have different messages on there every week or a couple days or something. I'm saying that, but I'm probably just going to be lazy and not touch it. Okay, so those were the most recent voicemails from the past week. I think I'm going to go to the very end. We're down to 79 voicemails. Some of them are hang-ups, though, so it's not actually 79. But we're probably going to be here for a while. We're gonna do every single one. I'm not gonna quit early. We're going to do all of the voicemails, no matter how long this takes. So if you like voicemails, you're in luck today.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
I know you probably won't see this, but I was just listening to that fire pit call that you did to those tenants.
Yeah.
Tenants from Hell thing. I was just going to tell you, to make it seem more legit, you should tell those people, oh, the fire pit is there because of my religion. It's for religious purposes. So they can't be like, well, why the hell would you make a fire pit? Say it's for religious purposes. And then fight them on that and be like, I can't take it out. It's for my religion. So if you're not going to respect my religion, then maybe the news would like to hear about this and that you're like, you're being a racist. Good idea. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Best idea ever. Actually, I like that idea. Maybe not for that so much, but I should just start using that for everything. Just saying everything is for my religion. I dinged your car? Yeah, because it's my religion. Quit discriminating against my religion. In my religion, we ding each other's cars.
Hey, Roy. I'm graduating that college machine soon.
Yay.
And I'm looking for a job in my specialty, phones and cacti. No, I'm kidding. But looking for a job, I just so happen to be perfect for one that is actually in Albany, Oregon.
Albany.
So if I move over there,
not Albany.
Want to show me your hometown? Cool. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, I'll show you all the things to do in Albany. Like, I don't know, go to Walmart. That's about it.
Hi, Roy.
Fun town.
I just want to let you know I'm like your biggest fan. Yay. And I will be calling you to check in on you every week or so. So, yeah, you're awesome.
Thanks.
Love you. Bye.
All right, let me scroll up a little bit. Scroll up, scroll up, scroll up, a little bit more. Scrolling up. Oh, look, there's Corbin guy. Some more. Yeah, it looks like that girl who just left a message didn't call me every week like she promised to in that voicemail, so she's full of crap. So thank you, full of crap girl. That's going to be your new name whenever you leave voicemails, but you probably never will again. Thank you, full of crap girl, for the nice voicemail. I appreciate it. I'm such a jerk.
Hey, Brad. This is Dan Alexander. I've been listening for a long time, and I just had a quick question. In the intro, I think I figured out which shows most of the samples are from when you do have the cactus intro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, quit calling me a hobo,
mm-hmm.
and you think a tracer could stop me, et cetera, but I've always wondered which one this is going to be a fuck job to edit is from, because I can't figure that one out. So if you can answer that question, awesome.
I can answer that question.
Work. Bye.
That is legend saying that. And he was referring to just the way the show was going. There's probably lots of racism and lots of personal names or whatever in the show that was just going to make me have to edit the shit out of everything. And I know it happened in the phone show era, so it's probably from one of the phone shows, but it might not even be from a phone show. It's probably from, it could have been from Roxy's show, or it could have been from Rob the Hyena's show. You know, it could have been from any of those shows that used to happen back then, and you know, where I just happened to be participating, and I recorded it, and I thought it was funny. But no, it was probably from a phone show episode. I have no idea which one. I would look around the 2011 to 2012 area if you really want to find it. Someone should make a list of all the shows that all of the clips are from the intro, because that would be interesting for some reason.
Hey there, fruity-ass fuckhead. I just want to call and congratulate you, because you're a fucking asshole. Thanks, bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
My name is Big Jim.
Hey, Big Jim.
I'm in the room. I'm trapped in a room.
Under my house?
Big Jim's gardening.
Okay, thanks, Big Jim. There's another message from him right after that one.
Also,
I'm in a room trapped. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Big Jim. Thanks for calling. Love your show.
Hey, Roy. You should call that chick from Radio Shack and pray with her. I haven't heard you do that in a while, so I just thought I'd remind you. All right, cactus.
Every time anyone says cactus on the Google translation text thing, it always says Texas. Every time. And I would call that lady right now, but I'm pretty sure it's kind of late right now when I'm recording this. And I doubt she's open right now. Maybe later, though. I don't want to harass her or anything. I had my fun with her. She just hangs up on me now anyway.
Hi, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
It's Olga with another joke here. What do you call an old woman who never gets any telephone calls?
What?
Depressed.
Thanks, fake Olga. All right, we're down to 70 voicemails now. Only 70 of these left to play. Wow, these are going to take forever. I mean, like right now, I know I'm going to edit and everything, so it's going to be shorter, but it says we're up to 26 minutes of voicemails that I've done so far on the recording, so this could go on for a while.
Hi, Roy. I just want to leave a message telling you that you have a great show and keep up the good work. Oh, and then I wanted to go on for about 2 minutes saying something, but then tell you that I'm going to keep it short. But really, I'll go on for like 2 minutes. And then finally, I will wrap it up with some performance.
All right. I didn't understand that last part, but it sounded hilarious. Hey, look, it's
all right.
Corbin
well,
guy.
I got customers. Anyone here want to say cactus for the snowplow show?
Cactus.
I don't know.
Cactus. Bonelinters.org.
Guerrilla Marketing from...
Oh, come on, Cactus.
Corbin guy.
All right. We tried, Brad. All right. It's Corbin guy. Trying to get you more listeners.
Thanks, Corbin guy. I guess I'll play this other message
Brad,
from you.
My last phone call was I was trying to get the girls at the hot dog cart to do a little self-promotion, but they got embarrassed. But nonetheless, now they know about PLA, and
I'm
all
sure
those
they're
random
gonna rush home and tune in.
In the background were customers that were waiting in line behind me. All right. Now you understand what the last message was all about.
I kind of figured that out.
I'm following the homework assignments.
Thanks, Corbin guy.
Hey, Brad. Just want to say thanks for the show. This is Trucker Chris. Man, I listen to you when I'm on the road. And it keeps me going. But I did have one thing to ask you. If you could, you try to treat everybody the same. You know, you prank old people, young people.
Yeah. I don't discriminate.
Treat one group differently. I would like it if you were, you guys prank the Christian group, but you guys don't ever prank Satanists or Islam or anybody else, and I would like you to change that if you would, please.
Well, I hate foreigners, though.
Prank everybody equally.
Problem.
Thank you.
Can't stand those foreigners. Where do I even talk to Satanists? I don't know where to find Satanists. On Craigslist, I guess?
When people used to answer the phone, they used to say, "Ahoy there! Ahoy there!" That's your fact of the day.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Are you sure that wasn't just a UK thing? Or maybe pirates? I don't know, when they answered their phones.
Hi, Roy. This is T-Falcon. And
hi,
I'm just going to jump on the bandwagon and tell you a joke. All right.
This voicemail sponsored by Olga.
So, what is the difference between an apple and a dead baby?
I give up.
I don't come on an apple before I eat it. You know, kind of like right on the baby's face and just devouring it. Anyway, that's it.
That was
Bye.
A good one. Thanks. I always like a good phone joke.
Hi, this is Southern Guy here. Oregon guy is more attractive, smarter, better, inbred older brother. Actually, we're both inbred. Tell Oregon guy that Gramps is really disappointed in him for marrying a man. We don't want no gays in this family, Corbin. Just tell him that he's no longer a member of his family, and we don't want to hear his queer voice again.
Are you reading this?
Thank you, and good night.
You're welcome, and there's another one from you.
this is Brad Carter. Here with my number one hit single, Ghost in the Wires.
I'm in your phone, that's where I belong. I am the ghost in the wire.
Okay.
Brad Carter Roy, your phone is my toy. Your anger, my desire. Brad Carter, the character is yours. You're the podcast team from up the alley.
There is more, but due to the goddamn answering machine limits, it cannot be played here. Thank you for listening.
Well, why haven't you emailed me this song? Or maybe you have. I'm behind on emails, too. If you actually put together that song, I want to hear it. I want to hear the real version, MP3.
Hey, Roy. I've had a few drinks tonight. I finally get enough courage to call you up. My name is Josh, and yeah, I've been a listener for about a year now.
Hey,
and,
Josh.
I just want to say, I was just listening to some of your prank calls lately, and I came across this episode where you called up people, and you told them to hang up, but they refused. And it was really funny. And I just really loved the part where the dude stayed on the phone, and you were trying to prank call other people, and the dude was like, interfering and shit. Oh man, this is really funny, eh? Oh yeah. Anyways, keep up the good shows, Roy. Love your shit. Cactus. Woo! I hope this works using Google Voice for the first time. Cactus, see ya.
Texas, it says.
Hey Brad, just calling to let you know how happy I am with the show and how entertaining it is. But I'm also calling to let you know that you're a fucking piece of shit, cocksucker, motherfucker.
Ouch.
And you're a fucking asshole. And Carlito is funnier than you and your show is fucking terrible. Thanks. Wait, just kidding. That's great. Bye.
Hey, how you doing? Enjoy the show. Been catching up on it. Love the live shows and all that stuff. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
I like to listen to your shows, including the YouTube stuff and the live shows and the stuff on the webpage.
Yay.
So thank you very much. Keep the good work going. I appreciate all of your compliments. Thank you.
You're welcome for the compliments.
Hey, RB. Here from PA. Love the lube jobs. I have an idea. You should tell them you stripped the freaking spurious change in the tires and you have bubble gum holding the lug nuts on the tires. If it doesn't hold, they should, I don't know, call 911 or some bullshit. Alright, like.
Okay. I'll probably forget all about that suggestion.
Hey, Irby. Here from PA.
Again?
I live in Williamsport and the Little League World Series is coming up. Be awesome when it's going on if you call hotels because they're packed from everywhere from around the country and the world and shit. Call them and say you can't sleep because the room next to you is like sacrificing chickens.
Okay, I hope you emailed that to me because I'm not going to remember on the voicemail.
Bradley, hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi. Okay.
Here's a fun idea for you. I know you don't like requests on the voicemail, but guess what? I don't care. Do this real fast. You should call up somewhere, like Planned Parenthood, and be like, hey, you guys offer bulk discounts on paternity tests? And see what they say. That'd be funny. I'd really laugh.
I hate that idea.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
I had a really fucked up idea. What if you were to call up a Target
out.
Or Walmart and tell them that you saw...
You guys, no ideas in the voicemails. It's just, it goes on and on and on. And I'm not going to do them, like, right now. Here's another one from
Hi,
Gloria.
Hi, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
So, I was wondering, and I bet other people have been wondering this as well, when are we all going to do a huge PLA or PCN, like, meetup, and we're all going to hang out and prank call people?
Never.
I don't know. When is this going to happen? When in the world is this going to happen?
You should have showed
where?
Up at PLA Con.
We need to do this. Everybody needs to go.
With me and Gloria.
You can meet you and you can meet Carlito and everyone can meet me, the really awesome and annoying person who has a really fucked up ideas for voicemails.
Everyone would love that.
Just wondering. Hi.
Oh, look, another voicemail
Hi,
from
Grandpa,
Gloria.
Grandma Brad. Remember, I was actually just listening to an old show. You are my grandmother. Do not forget that.
I know.
You are my grandmother.
Okay.
Or, wait, I think on Facebook now you're my sister. I don't know what happened, but I woke up one day and said that you're not my family member anymore. So I think you're my sister now. So I love you, sister. I love you so much.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm sending you an awesome gift. I drew a comic book cover for you. I'm going to frame it because it's something I worked on for a long time. And I'm going to send it to you as a little early Christmas gift.
Just
okay,
like,
I love just, you, sister, just, or grandma. Bye!
Just like you made that poster, right? And that was 3 weeks ago. I never got a gift. You're so full of it, Gloria.
Hey, Brad. It's Gloriolga. Here's a joke for you. What did the dialing phone say on his deathbed? I'm dialing. Hey, and I have an idea for you. Why don't you pretend to call a vet and tell them that their owner has passed away? Bye, Brad.
Bye. Actually, I like that one, because, I mean, it wouldn't be as mean as saying your pet passed away. You're saying that the owner's passed away. And the vet is now, they're the new moms. They have to take the pet. I should do that to Petco when someone's getting a haircut.
Roy, it's Justin.
Hey, Justin.
You need to come to Orlando and pick me up. I'm in Harry Potter World Jail.
Okay, Justin. I'll be right there 3 weeks ago.
Brad, it's Jared. I've been leaving... No, I haven't left you there. A lot of voicemails. I've left you, like, maybe 3 in the last month. Well, anyway, you didn't replay my birthday message. I left you it a couple weeks ago when it was my birthday on July 18th. I'm no longer 13. Now I'm 14. And I wanted to say thanks.
Happy
thanks
birthday.
A lot for nothing. Well, anyway, at least Dwight played a show on my birthday, so that was fun. He's my second favorite host. So, yeah. Bye.
Dwight is so much cooler than me. He does a lot more shows. Everyone should just listen to him instead of this show.
Hey, Roy, it's me. I'm Danny Kang. I live down the road from where you live. I want to tell you you're so handsome. I like to watch you through your window.
All right, thanks,
sleep.
Danny Kane.
Hi, Brad. This is Hillary Clinton. Just wanted to get your opinion on juniors for the day. Thanks.
Juniors for the day? What? Juniors?
I wanted to get your opinion on gingers for the day. Thanks.
Gingers? What? I don't know. I don't care. I'm getting really bored with voicemails, you guys. I don't think I can do this much longer. I have 44 left.
Hi, Brad. I just thought I'd call you and let you know that since I'm graduating soon, I actually found a job that's, like, near you over in Salem.
Didn't I get this call already?
I'm moving to Salem.
Or is everybody moving next to me?
In the next few months. So, yeah. We should totally hang out. Do, like, a PLA con a year early. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hey, Brad. Good to hear from you again. So I called in a while ago, and I was telling you about how my girlfriend listened to one of your podcasts, and she just thought you were so mean that you actually made her cry, and you said she was high maintenance. Well, you probably are correct, but I was just curious if you could just do me a favor and maybe just make a phone call and just be really nice so I can play it for her and just show her that you can be a really nice guy and not a big jerk all the time. Well, I would appreciate it, and thank you very much, and keep up the great work.
I can't. The show's over. I think I did a nice call. That girl, Larissa, she was pretty amused by me, and that was nice, right? I made her laugh.
Oh, dear Brad.
Oh, no. Next.
Performance art.
Thanks, Corbin guy. Here, let me play this first one.
Sorry I missed the PLA convention. Hope you guys threw milkshakes off balconies. And,
We actually talked about that. We were in the mall that I did that from.
A lot of people. Kind of the same thing, you know, like back in the 80s, early 90s, the hair bear, high bangs, lots of hair spray, stand on top of the parking garage and drop lit matches on people standing in movie lines. Yay, you played a voicemail of mine on this.
All right, bye, Corbin
show.
Guy.
It's a repeat.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
I'm just leaving you a message, and I keep thinking about our fun day together. That was fun.
It sure was.
Well, I wish I had a joke for you, but unfortunately, I don't think I do. Except, wait a minute, I totally do. I have a book of here. Let's see. Hold on. I totally have a joke for you. What is the poorest kind of plant? A vine, because it can't support itself.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
This fucker's great.
Oh, wrong button.
Anyway, bye.
Thanks, Olga. I'm really losing steam on these voicemails. This is
Roy, it's the guy from California, and you played my voicemail. Thank you. Hopefully you can play this one. I have a quick question here. I was wondering if you can bring some people onto your show, maybe like Dwight the Janitor. He can cuss at, you know, he can cuss at people. It'll be amazing. And, yeah. So, Roy, have a good time, and, practice Texas.
Texas, Texas. Dwight's been on my show before. At least one time we did True Green calls together.
Hey, Brad. Just wanted to say I love the show. However you're doing. I'm under the influence. Don't call his number back, because I'm staying at my mom's right now.
I never call the numbers back.
And, she wouldn't like a phone call. And that's not like a...
what?
Like what they say. Like, what do they say? Like a negative thing. Like a reverse negative thing? I don't know.
All right. Thanks
just
for the call.
Just don't call his number back. But
why would I do
anyway,
that?
Love the show. You're doing good. I had other things to say, but I can't
barely keep up with the voicemails. I'm not going to have time to call everyone back and mess with them.
Right now. All right, dude. Keep it up. Oh, this is so terrible. All right, bye.
All right. I'm deleting the voicemail and not saving the number. Never calling it back. I promise.
Hey, Arby. It's Chirp again from PA. Called numbers all morning with common last names. Looking for freaking Mary, calling saying she gave me an STD. I had any luck. Maybe you will if you try the same technique. Alright, bye.
No, thank you.
Roy, it is the guy from California. I am walking home for soccer practice, and you know what? You need to sponsor me. You know, I'll get like one of my school jerseys,
no,
and then like
you.
I'll write Phone Losers of America on there, and then like I'll walk around, and people will see it, and they'll be like, oh, what's that? And then I'll be like, go look it up. It's amazing. Donate to Roy. He's amazing. Yeah, so Cactus.
All right, I'll get right on that. I'll sponsor your whatever that was, soccer.
Hi, everyone. My name is Griffin, and your name is Griffin, and we're both named as Griffin. So I'm just here to say that I got eaten by a shark twice, and then I got a chainsaw.
All right, whatever you're saying. Thanks.
All right, first of all, Roy, I don't like that you limit me to 30 seconds, but all right, let me break it down for you real quick. First of all, there's genocide, right? You got kids dying, people dying, and then you got me. I'm over here living it up, living my life, drinking beer, smoking weed. I don't give a fuck. What are you doing? Sitting in a fucking studio telling people how to think?
That's
fuck
right.
That.
That's
you know
me.
What? Just, if you play this, tell people that they need to wake up and tell them that me, I need to go to sleep. All right. Bye.
Hey, Brad. I'm calling with a request. Not a demand like all those other motherfuckers, but a request. Could you play some more of those wonderful voicemails? I love listening to them.
Is this the show for you?
Response. And no, I don't have some voicemail I want you to listen to. I just like listening to them. All right. Bye, Brad.
Well, this was a really appropriate show to have that voicemail on. So you're welcome. Hey, look, only 30 left.
Hello, this is Adrian.
Time
from
is just
the Albany,
flying
Oregon
by.
Department.
Wait a minute, did you say Albany,
Adrian
Oregon Police Department?
Hello, this is Adrian from the Albany, Oregon Police Department. We have been noticing a series of threatening and or harassive in nature phone calls.
In the future, if anyone impersonates the Albany, Oregon Police Department, be sure to call it the Albany Police Department, not
from,
Albany.
Your VOIP network. This needs to stop immediately. This sort of thing...
Also, don't sound like you're reading from a script. That would help.
...gotten away with this for way too long, and we're cracking down hard on phone freakers like yourself. Thank you, and have a good day, Brad Carter.
I will. Thank you for the nice call.
Hey, Brad, it's the Iowa guy, and my fucking birthday is coming up, so you better have a show ready on the 7th of September.
Now I'm not going
to
do one on that day,
the show
just for spite.
On that particular day, so have one ready.
Okay.
Hey, Roy, this is Mason Jar. Just sitting here taking a shit, not thinking about you. Good job putting out shows, man. Good job. Attaboy, Roy.
Thanks. Oh, look who it is.
Everybody who leaves a voicemail...
Oh, look who it is.
Everybody who leaves a voicemail, I should let them know that obviously Brad sees your phone number. Obviously Brad sees your phone number, everybody. So make sure he's not selling your number to the Chinese government. Yeah, just want to let everybody know that. Brad's probably selling our information to the Chinese government.
Damn it, Gloria.
And they probably hacked my website, and Brad's the whole reason behind it.
Giving away my Illuminati secrets. That's me.
Hey, what's up, brother? I'm tuning in here to the Crosswalk Complainers, and it was cool, man, how you started the show, because those motherfuckers, man, they give those fraudulent requests, you're in tune to it, because when I had my show, I was in tune to it, too. The people that do that shit, they're the ones that always go, I'm going to get the police on you, I'm going to get the police. So what they do, you know, they'll just hit you up and act like you're going to work on some requests for their ass, and then what they're going to do is just kind of turn around and try to sue you in their own warped fucking ways like people like to do nowadays, you know?
I hate
that. You take it easy. I think it's cool, man, how you hit that. That's awesome. You keep up the good work, and I'm sure you got my number, man. You know my fucking voice.
Everyone's worried about having their numbers.
Fuck them motherfuckers, man. Keep on pranking them. You take it easy.
Okay.
Hey, Brad, DJ Greg, I'm not on the air right now, so I thought I'd give you a quick call in between my sesh playing funky tunes. Hey, I was just wondering, seeing like the dark web and stuff like that in the news a lot lately, I was just wondering if you have any, like kind of dark web, shadow web experiences that you wanted to share.
Nope.
Thought that might be interesting to talk about. Love you, Brad, bye!
You too! Yeah, I played around on tour, and it was boring, I didn't see the point.
Yeah, where the fuck is Sloth? Miss that guy. Also, do more stupid bitch fee calls. Those things are awesome. Thanks, Brad.
Sloth is in the chat room every single day, 24 hours a day. He doesn't have a life. He's always there. So if you want to see Sloth, prankcallnation.com/chat.
Hey, Brad. It's not Brad.
Oh, shit.
I'm just calling to let you know it's Mark Knopfler's birthday today. So I think that you need to play those Mark Knopfler calls, or maybe it's just one. I don't fucking know anything, but I want to hear it because it's his birthday, and that's what he would want.
I'm so tempted
he
to
was
play
still
one right
alive,
now,
which he is because it's his birthday and he just turned 60. All right, let's do a show soon. Skype me. All right, bye bye now.
Bye, not Brad. Yeah, we should do a show soon. That'd be awesome. And I would play a Mark Knopfler prank, but I'm too lazy for that. If you want to hear them, no, never mind. The links are probably broken. I was going to say, go to phonelosers.org/Mark so you can learn who Mark Knopfler is.
Hey, Brad, it's your favorite boy from 609. Yeah, I sent a request to you about some hairstyles chick that sent me a letter saying I want a free beauty analysis. Well, I just got another letter saying my thing is up by December 15th. Like, why does she know my name? It's pissing me off. And all this extra mail, I don't want it. Okay, so I'm ripping it off.
Rip it up.
I figured you might enjoy that. I'm going to email you a picture of the second letter, but I figured you'd enjoy hearing it ripped up instead
I can't
of
wait.
A whole bunch of emails from an angry 609-er.
Thank God there's only 20 voicemails left. I could probably stop when there's 10 left, right?
Hey, Brad. It's Burger King Randall, also known as Nick. Also known as the guy that randomly added you on Steam to hopefully play some GTA 5 someday, maybe.
Nobody's on that anymore.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you about this Target troll that's been kind of going around the news. Some guy created a fake Facebook account, I guess.
I've seen this.
And let's listen to some of the things he says. Debbie says, I used to love shopping at Target. Bye-bye. And the Target troll says, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, Debbie. She says, wow, really?
Probably nobody knows what you're talking about, but somebody, they created a fake customer service account on Facebook that says they're with Target, I guess. And they reply to the complainer, you know, like the Comcast complainers, except it's with Target. And people get pissed off because they think it's Target for some reason.
Let's listen to another one. My family will no longer be shopping in your politically correct store any longer. It goes on and on. He's just bitching about how Target is no longer his choice.
Uh-huh. Hello? Hello? That's weird. Okay. It's just silent. All right.
Hey, Brad. Burger King Randall. I got cut off on my last voicemail because my cat had an emergency.
I see.
So just forget that. She's okay. Anyway, I was telling you about Target, this scandal with Target. I guess some guy created a fake Target account, customer service account, and was trolling customers that were unhappy about Target's new change of policy regarding gender separation in their products, specifically toys. Anyway, you should look into that. It's pretty awesome. This guy's just writing Facebook comments and trolling people. Named Donna says...
Pretty amazing.
Debbie. She says, I used to love shopping at Target. Bye-bye. And Target Ask for Help page says, don't let the door hit you where
what?
The good
you
Lord got, splits
you. You already did that one. Okay, thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, Brad, it's me. I just wanted to call and just say freaking thank you for everything you do. And some of my darkest times or sometimes when I'm just bored and have to do the dishes for like the next 2 hours, you're always there. Like when I come home from school or just...
2 hours of
I
dishes?
I just can't thank you enough for everything you do. I missed when you went live last night. But I tape recorded it. Well, not on a tape. Never mind about that. But
VHS?
I recorded it. So I'm going to go listen to that now. Hopefully I didn't connect the wrong cords.
On your tape recorder. Oh, look who it is. We haven't heard enough of this guy.
Brad. It's Oregon Corbin guy. And I know you hate ideas via your phone mail.
But you're going to do it anyway.
I'm going to do one anyways. But first of all, I wanted to say thank you for the last few shows when I was in the hospital. They really cheered me up.
Aww.
Oh, my God. Listening to you searching for your wife's wedding ring while I'm high on morphine. Fucking funny.
Everyone listening should try morphine while you listen to the show. Corbin Guy recommends it.
And I don't know if it will be as funny the second time around. Though here's my idea. All right. And this kind of goes along with the carding pranks. And trust me, there's a lot of people who are passing through my town right now on the way to Burning Man, and they
bunch of
stop
hippies
over here at the gas station next door, and I'm thinking about little sticky notes, you know, sorry I dinged your truck, or sorry I dinged your van, or sorry I dinged your art project.
They're all going to be high, they won't care.
But how about this? How about a homework assignment for the listeners to go out in the middle of the night and put sticky notes or post-it notes on people's front doors that say, sorry, my dog pooped in your yard.
Yeah.
And then just leave the card number.
Yeah, why not? Didn't you leave a message like this already, or am I imagining that? I don't know.
Is that an idea?
Sure it is.
Does that work?
It's the best idea ever.
Okay. Anyhow, let's do it.
Everyone do it.
I really appreciate you. I appreciate your show.
Oh, Corbin.
Thank you for keeping me laughing.
Hugs. Hugs and kisses.
Laughter is good medicine. All right. Talk to you later. Cancer.
So instead of saying Texas, when he said cancer, it says 1330. The number 13 and the number 30. That's a little odd.
Hey, Brad. Just calling to let you know that there's somebody out there. There's somebody out there that's actually funnier than you, and his name's Howard Stern.
It's true.
He's a motherfucker. You're the tits.
Yay. I'm a tits.
Hey, Brad. I'm in the bathroom right now. Just want to tell you a good job on the shows. You seem to be making
more shows per week
than you used to. So I got something to listen to while I'm at work. Cactus.
Okay.
Right. I doubt you'll listen to us, but...
No chance of that happening. I never listen to voicemails. All right, we're down to 11. I'm going to do them all. Going to do all 11 of these.
Roy, it is your favorite person from California. And I went ahead and I looked on my YouTube feed, and I see that you put up another video on your YouTube channel. I like to say thank you for hustling and putting these videos out, but I need you to double it. I need you to do... 50 videos a day, Roy. I need you to hustle. Bring Olga on the show or something. Anything. Anyways, bye, Roy.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Hey, Brad. You played my message the other day about not being sued. I have another question for you. Have your prank victims ever found you and kicked your ass or been any kind of revenge shit like that?
Nope.
All right, man. Hugs and kisses. Bye. Nope.
Never happened. Not yet. They're probably all forming a gang, and they're all going to show up here at the same time someday. Show up at my door. It's going to be like the League of Evil Exes for Ramona's seven evil exes, only it's going to be the League of Prank Call Victims of mine. They're all going to form a big gang and start fucking with me all the time in public.
Hey, Brad, it's me. I happen to be one of your neighbors on Simpsons Tapped Out, and I noticed you haven't played in a while, and with all the crazy things happening, well, I mean, it kind of looks like a bunch of hobos live there. So I was just wondering, I don't blame you for if you just went downhill. But anyway, yeah, I just thought I'd let you know, your Springfield looks like a giant pigsty. Alright, bye.
I know, I quit I got a new phone, like, about a year ago. An Android phone, and the reason, I don't know how much storage it has, but it's not enough, and I always figured, hey, I can just keep increasing the storage by increasing the SD cards, but guess what? The new Android update doesn't let you use your SD card for anything except music and photos, which makes it sort of pointless. So I have so much other shit on my Android phone that I had to delete Simpsons Tapped Out, and I haven't played in a long time now, and I kind of miss it. I used to play that every day, like constantly, all day, and I can't do that anymore. I should check back in with that. I miss Simpsons Tapped Out.
Hey, Brad. It's Zach. First time listener, long time caller. Love the show. I just wanted to call you and let you know that you're doing great. And I especially love that new thing you've been doing with the final boss. I wouldn't want to mess with Frank D'Amata. He's from New Jersey. All right, bye.
Who would?
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
Yeah, I did leave you another voicemail, but whatever. Anyway, so you didn't really eat my drawing, did you? That would make me kind of sad.
No, I didn't eat your drawing.
I spent like a whole hour drawing it while watching Judge Judy and other stuff in the hotel room. So I hope you didn't eat it. I mean, I don't think you really ate it, but...
I don't really eat paper. I just rip it up.
Anyway, I wish I had a joke, but I don't. Bye!
Ripping it up.
Hi, Brad, it's Gloria. I had kind of a weird idea. I don't know if it's kind of echoey, but, you know how you have, like, that Veterans Act 2004 where there must be a ramp? Change it up. Call a homeowner. Tell them that there's supposed to be an outhouse in the backyard of their home because of the Veterans Act 2004. And because there wasn't, you had to take a crap immediately and you shit in their backyard. Tell them that. So you were stargazing with your girlfriend, got into it a little bit, but then you realize, oh god, I gotta go to the bathroom. There's no outhouse, you took a shit on their lawn, and really apologize for it. Or say Carrot Top did it, anyway. Just involve shit somehow. Okay, bye.
Can't go wrong with shit.
Hi, Brad, it's Dave again. I just wanted to let you know, I went to Mexico last weekend, and I got help from some dodgy cactus. I think it was fine. But anyway... I just want to let you know that I really appreciate your show, and I appreciate you playing here my message from last time. And you're an awesome man, Brad, and kiss or something. I don't know. Have a good day, Brad. Bye.
Thanks.
Hey, Brad. I had a suggestion. You know, like when you're doing homeowner association calls or other calls to like Radio Shack or whatever, when they ask you for your number, say the area code and then 8675309. Some will get it, some won't. It'll be hilarious. I don't think anybody has that phone number except for Jenny, but I think she died. Okay, bye.
I'll do it just for you. Holy shit, look at that. That's the end of the voicemails. That was the very last one. My voicemail box is completely empty right now until Corbin Guy calls in and leaves a bunch of new messages. Corbin Guy and Gloria, they love leaving messages. Anyway, that's it. That's the end of today's show. I'm quitting. I hope you lasted through the entire voicemail segment, or I guess I apologize if you lasted through the entire segment, but we're done now, so I'm going to do something nice for you since you lasted through the entire segment. I'm going to play this amazing song by Reefer Badness called I Don't Go to the Gold Cup Places and I Don't Go Out for Coffee, because that's the best song ever made. Here it is. Thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.
I don't go to the Gold Cup Places and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Gold Cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the Gold Cup places and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Gold Cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
No, I don't drink coffee. I don't even have a cup. I drink bottled water, so you need to back your facts up. I'm a diabetic, need to watch my sugar count. Coffee's not a beverage I drink when I'm driving about. I never drop litter in my whole damn life. If you see me sat in Starbucks, I'm content to use the Wi-Fi. I didn't see no secret camera hidden in the cacti. Andy Anderson is gonna fuck you up, wise guy. I don't drink coffee, it's not my drink of choice. I order spring water when I'm drinking with the boys. Caffeine is mean to me, there's nothing to enjoy.
Will you say your name again? Roy?
I'm recording this call on my answering machine. I assure you that it's working, though you didn't hear a beep. I'm gonna take this tape and fucking march it down the street. Knock on Andy's door and get a hair by the chief of Phoenix, please.
No, I don't go to the Gold Cup places, and I don't go out the coffee. And I don't throw the Gold Cup out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the Gold Cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Gold Cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
No, I don't go to the Gold Cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Gold Cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the Gold Cup places and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Gold Cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
I bet you're the most annoying neighbor ever. Like, every little thing that happens to you. I'm going to get the deputy. He lives next door to me. We're good friends.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, I don't go to the local places.
I'm a diabetic and I drink water.
Fuck yeah!
We've got our cacti on you. That's our new slogan.